Hey, this is Larry Goins, and I have on the line with me today one of my star students. I am really, really proud of him. In fact, if you've ever seen me live, you've probably seen me show the picture of him holding $26,000 in cash that he got from a deal he closed after he purchased the ultimate buying and selling machine. Please welcome Steve de Blasio. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Larry. How are you?
Man, I am doing great. How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, why don't you, I really do appreciate you being on the call and helping me out with the students. And the purpose of this, as I told you, these confidential conversations, is to give a new owner of the Ultimate Buying and Selling Machine some ideas that they can use, that they can walk away with, some personal real-life experiences from you, a student who's been there and done that and started with the Ultimate Buying and Selling Machine. So why don't you start out and tell the student what type of business you do?
Well, I guess the business is your business. It's real estate where I just buy and sell houses and, make a profit on the houses that I buy.
A profit's a good thing.
Yeah, it's always a good thing.
That's great. Now, how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing basically what you're teaching for about a year and 2 months.
Okay, so you've had my system for a year and a couple of months.
I've had your system for maybe six or seven of that.
Oh, okay, great. And you have actually the original course, and this audio recording right here is part of the totally updated version of the course, and you had actually the original version of the course.
I got it way back when it was the original, but as soon as the new one was available, I downloaded that, so I have the new one.
That's great. That is great. Now, after getting my course, how long did it take you to do your first deal?
Less than a month.
Really? You mean Starting from scratch, less than a month to do your very first deal?
Well, pretty much as soon as I got back, I loaded on your bookmarks and stuff like that, and I started looking through the online papers and calling people, and it was kind of just like you said it was. I just kind of went through some deals. I pasted them into Word. I mean, it's all kind of laid out for you, and I was talking to people. And through those researching ways, I found a deal, and I talked to a guy who was looking to sell his house. I don't know if it was just, luck or whatever, but I went through your property analyzer. This is what I could offer. I offered a little less than that, and I didn't even have to wait the 3 weeks for it. It was one of those things where the guy was like, all right, that range sounds pretty good. I went out there. We worked out the agreement, and I sold the house in 18 hours. So I'm not quite up to your 2 hours yet, but I sold the house.
Man, 18 hours is awesome.
Yeah, it was cool. And then I even sent, just like you said, to create that hysteria afterwards, I kind of sent out an email and said, sold this deal, it's gone, sold it in 18 hours, sorry if you weren't able to get out there to kind of see it. And then, next time you have a deal that you send out to those same people, they remember like, oh, Steve had that deal, and it went that fast. He must really have something worthwhile to show. And I think that's what I've been trying to create with what you've got is a little bit more of like, I am real. I am buying them at the true numbers, and what I say is the truth. These are what it's really worth. This is what, the values are because you got the appraisal. You know how much it's going to cost. You know how much it's going to cost to fix it. And people know that when they get an email from Steve or anybody that, is telling the truth, like your kind of system marks out, that they better react to those emails, because I get 100 emails a day, and I can hardly read any of them because I may pass up on deals because I can't trust that everybody's number is correct. They'll say it's worth $300. When I look it up, it's only worth $2.
Right.
But if I'm sending out an email and it is what it is and I'm telling the truth, people know to react to my emails and they'll go even faster in my deals. So
exactly. That is great. That is great. Now tell us about the first deal that you did.
Well, the first deal, that one, I signed up with the guy. I went out. I offered pretty much a price that was right off the ultimate analyzer. Mm-hmm. And, we signed up the deal. I sold it through an email. In 18 hours, I had a couple people go out there, take a look at it. Guy wanted to buy it. I negotiated the price with him. And it was probably one of my cleanest transactions. It was a cash deal. And it was, I think, 3 weeks later, we ended up closing on it. We showed up at closing, and I got wired a check, an assignment fee for $26,000. And I showed up at the closing, and the buyer, you know, bought his piece. The seller sold his piece, and, you know, I got a wire transfer that was there waiting for me in the bank by the time I was able to drive over to Citizens.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it was incredible.
And as you know, for you to send me a testimonial, you know, I got to have all the information. And one of the things I ask is make a copy of the check. Send me a copy. Since you didn't have one, now I know you sent me the closing statement and the letter from the title company about the wire. But tell us what you did to take the picture.
Oh, well, I was so excited about the amount I was making and all that stuff. I would have done the check, but I didn't even want to wait. I said, just wire it over there so it's cash by the time I get to the bank. Because otherwise I would have had to deposit the check and maybe wait till the next day to actually withdraw cash. So, you know, I was all excited. So I went to the bank, and as soon as the money was there, when I got there, I told the guy, please go in the back to, I'd like $26,000 in 20s, if you could. And, you know, everybody just kind of looks at me and thinks I'm crazy. But, yeah, he counted out the money, put it all in the back. They actually had me go in the safe back there.
Uh-huh.
And I had to recount all the money in one of those money counters.
Right.
I mean, it was really neat, like all the things that I had to do for this. But I had to count out the money all myself to make sure it was really that much. I wrapped it up, and then they recounted it, and then they finally put it in this big sack, this canvas sack, and give it to me. I had to sign a paper saying, you know, I know I'm leaving the bank with a big amount of money, and I could get mugged on the way out, and they're not responsible. And after that, I just went home and played with it with my kids for a little bit and showed it to them. And then I took a few pictures of me in my office with the money, and then I just put it back in the bank the next day. But there's something about being able to dump out all that money onto your bed and just kind of look at it. And it just really solidifies and makes real, like, this is what I did. This is what I created, almost with no job. This is something I learned that nobody can ever take that away from me. And I've created this, you know, myself, like, that gives you a real big sense of, like, accomplishment and security, knowing that you can provide for your family by the knowledge that you can learn if you're really willing to apply yourself.
That is awesome. That's great. There's nothing like having the cash right there in front of you, is it?
No, it's definitely a different feeling, you know? It's different than just photocopying the check. I mean, I have photocopies of checks all over my wall, because I would say I've been doing a bunch of deals, but my average is around $10,000 to $12,000, so that was a good one for me. But, I've done, probably since I've gotten your course, maybe another 8 deals averaging around $10,000 or $12,000.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you know, I'm loving where I'm at, you know, and I know that, you know, I continue to do what I'm doing, and I'll keep getting better and maybe doing more deals, and, you know, but this is how I'm, you know, providing for my family right now, and I just feel blessed to be able to wake up and work out in the morning and then go and make
there
some
you
calls
go.
And negotiate with people and you know, do this.
So that sounds like it's an average of at least one, maybe sometimes 2 deals a month. Is that about right?
Yeah, I you know, I have a pretty good pipeline. Like, you know, lots of people, I'm calling lots of people with deals, but I would say I'm averaging 1 to 2 deals a month. I think it would probably be more if I could, you know, learn to be a little bit more efficient, or maybe bring on, I don't have an assistant, so I'm doing this all myself right now. So
right.
If I could, you know, kind of leverage that or use an assistant like you, you know, you say to kind of do, like you have your team, I think I could, you know, at least double what I'm doing right now. It's just a, you know, it's one of those leaps of faith that,
well,
no,
if I'm not mistaken, you still work out of your home, right?
Yes, I
so work. You what you may want to do is, and I teach this in the updated version of the course that everybody listening has, is you could hire virtual assistants. Go to odesk.com or va4u, the number 4u, .com. It's just 4-letter va and the number 4 and the letter u, .com. And you can hire a virtual assistant in the Philippines for $1 to $3 an hour to do all the arts and crafts, I call it, all the stuff that's not going to make you any money. You know, let them do that.
Right. You mean like scheduling appointments for you?
Yeah, they could even take calls. They could place ads on Craigslist and Oodle.com and Postlets.com. They could take ad calls because most of the people who do, who are a virtual assistant, they're going to have a service like Vonage. They're going to have internet, and you can literally do all your business, phone, fax, email, and internet.
Well, I think that's an amazing thing that I definitely got
to
get.
It really is. Steve, let me ask you a question. Where would you suggest someone start with the Ultimate Buying and Selling Machine? Somebody that's just got it, they're going through, they're listening to this audio and the other audio in the course. Where do you suggest that they start?
The best way, I think by far to start is, it's so overwhelming when you first start out, and it's scary to think about, I'm buying my own house, and what if I can't sell it, or what if I can't do this? The best thing is, using the system, find a deal. If you find a deal and it really follows the formulas that you talk about, most people do it at 70 cents on the dollar, but you're really somewhere around 64 cents on the dollar, even better. If you truly find a deal at your numbers, you can find somebody to work with that will help you, maybe, that you can partner with, and you can learn a little bit of the system from somebody who's already been successful at it, and you do one or two deals through them, But the biggest thing is, use the system, find yourself a deal, and once you find the deal, then it's easier to kind of say, wow, I got something that other people want. People will come to you and say, how can I be part of this? How can I buy it off of you, or how can I work with you to get this thing, so we both make money on it, and that's really going to put your mind more at ease once you see that, hey, wow, people are coming to me.
Right.
And wanting this deal.
Right.
It's exciting when you've got two or three people calling you up and saying, don't sell it to him, sell it to me, I'll be there in a couple hours with a deposit. And you feel like, wow, this is incredible.
It works.
Yeah, it does work. I mean, granted, it takes time to go through all these things, but if you're willing to apply yourself, it really does work like the formula kind of plots it out.
That's great. That is great. Steve, I really do appreciate it. Now, before we finish here, I do want to give you an opportunity, and it's entirely up to you. If there's some students listening to us right now, if they would like to contact you to maybe ask you questions, maybe get on your buyer's list, or maybe to put you on their buyer's list or something like that, would you like to give out an email or a website or something like that?
I'm more than happy to help anybody in any way I can. The only reason I'm probably here doing this is because I've been able to, learn from, people like you that have spent their time with me. And, I'm nowhere, I feel like if somebody's going to spend their time, learn from Larry, don't come to me. I'm not the guru yet, but yeah, I'm more than willing to help anybody out in any way that I could.
Well, plus you could get some people on your buyer's list and maybe find some deals, because we have a lot of students that network with each other.
Exactly. Anything that could kind of, help us all out.
Yeah, win-win.
Right. It's Steve D. Steve D as in David at ASAPsold.com, like as soon as possible, sold.com. So it's Steve D at ASAPsold.com. If anybody wants to put me on the buyer's list, or if they want to ask me a question or anything like that, shoot me an email. My cell phone is 484-612-5950 if you want to call or anything the same way, or even ask me about, some of the deals that I've done through Larry's stuff.
And your website, of course, is ASAPsold.com.
Yeah, it's under construction, though.
Oh, okay.
I don't even have a site up, but, I definitely think a website will help you even sell stuff faster, but I mean, I'm doing all this and I don't even have the website yet. I'm just kind of following the system.
And that's true. We worked the system for several years, before we ever had a website. And then, of course, I created the website that we have, the Ultimate Internet Marketing Machine, which is there's a CD in there or DVD in the course that tells a little bit about it. It actually says watch this last. But if you want a website, that's the one that does what we do and the one that we use, just like our site, investorsrehab.com. That's our site. And you can see our site looks nothing like the demo site. So that's how customizable this is. It's not just a template site, but it's based around the course. But you're right. I mean, like you said, you don't have a site that you use yet. And we did the system for 2 or 3 years before we ever had a website. So you don't have to have one to start out, but it is a tool that you will eventually want to get.
And I think also that, you know, new people starting out, they get overwhelmed. I got to have this. I got to have a website. I got to have this. And it's too much. Just get the system and find a deal. And once you find a deal, then you can bring that to fruition, make a little bit of money. And as you start to make money, then it's a little easier to kind of say, you know what, maybe I can improve things by getting a website
right.
or doing this. But the most important thing right now is just don't, you know, analyze things till you don't do anything. Get out there, get the system, and see how you can find a deal, and then that will produce you some money so you can go to the next step.
Exactly. That's really good information. It really is. Steve, I really do appreciate you taking the time and being on here with me to help my students, and I hope you get some deals out of it. Some of them contact you and get on your buyer's list and put you on their buyer's list.
Well, Larry, I just got to thank you for, you know, spending some time with me and helping me out in the different ways that you have, because it's just incredible to be able to learn from somebody like you. And, you know, I always, you know, staying up, you know, when I was younger, I'd see those late night infomercials and things like that, and the people are saying, oh, I've done this deal, I've done that deal, and thanks to, you know, this person for helping me out. And I was always thinking, man, I would love to be one of those people. And, you know, who knows, I guess here I am, you know, as somebody who's a success story and actually doing the deals and living the dream. So.
And you said when you were younger, but you're a young guy.
Well, I'm 35.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I've been doing this for about a year and 2 months or so. But,
uh-huh.
But yeah, I guess I'm kind of young. I'd like to be retired by 40, but, you know.
Well, you're well on your way if you're doing 1 to 2 deals a month at $10,000 to $12,000 each.
Well, yeah, we'll keep it up. You know, I always thought, though, these people on the shows, if they were telling the truth, these testimonials, like, and they were really made $10,000 on a deal without really doing much more than phone conversations back and forth.
Right.
Like, wouldn't they be doing, like, backflips and stuff like that? And when I, you know, made this money and I kind of gave you my first testimonial, I realized that the reason not that these people don't do backflips is because I just can't do a backflip, otherwise I'd be doing it.
That's funny. I remember you telling me that a long time ago when you first sent me that first testimonial.
Yeah, but if I could, I'd be doing it.
I hear you. Man, so, that's great. I really, really do appreciate it.
Well, thanks again, Larry. And, you know, I look to be forward to be doing more stuff with you in the future.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay.